Okay, we're recording.
All right, I call this meeting to order at 4:03. Moving on to 2, approval of the previous minutes. They can be found on our Facebook, and I sent a link into the chat. That's through Shawnee's website. To get there, just straight from the website, you would go to the student life tab and to student government. So do I have a second? There it is. All in favor? And any opposed? If it's in favor, send yes. If it's opposed, send no. Do you think that's enough, Tiffany? Okay. Then previous minutes are approved. Moving on to 3, approval of today's agenda. It's also found on our Facebook and also through the link. Do I have a second? All in favor? All right, the agenda is approved. Moving on to 4, attendance. If you haven't already, send in the chat who you are here representing. Feel free to change your name as well. Is there anything else we need to do for attendance, Tiffany? Or just those 2 things?
No, as long as they do, they use presence, and then they also here list what organization they represent. That's all we really need.
Okay. Then moving on to 5, executive reports, 5.1 president. Ryan is not here today, but he said he didn't have anything to report. 5.2 vice president. Hi, guys. Hope you're having a good week. I also have nothing to report. 5.3 club coordinator, Haley.
Throughout the week, mostly today, I've been in the process of reaching out to clubs. I think I've emailed everyone. If I have not emailed you and been in contact, please let me know. But I went through everyone that's on presence, and I've had a lot of responses. So thank you to everyone that's responded.
And is that if they haven't been approved yet, is that who needs to contact
yes.
you?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Awesome. Then 5.4 treasurer.
Hi guys. I also have nothing to report.
All right. 5.5 secretary.
Hey everyone. Hope you're having a good week. I still at the moment do not have anything to report.
All right, 5.6 advisor.
Nothing today. Am I muted? Okay. Nothing today.
All right, then moving on to 6, public views. Are there any public views for the week? Any complaints, anything?
Yeah, I had another question.
Go ahead.
So I don't know if Tiffany knows the answer to this or any who does. But the gym, like the workout room for the students, has moved to you have to wear a mask during working out. And I just didn't know if that was a city affair or a state affair or just through Shawnee, but it makes it really hard to do anything productive, whether it's running or like lifting weights or anything like that while wearing a mask. It makes it extremely hard to breathe, and so I was just kind of wondering if there's something we could do about that or if that was above us.
We can have Student Life look into it, the Student Life Committee look into it to find out if that is something that's been passed down. My guess is, Marcy, if you probably can chime in, this is probably a decision that was made in regards for the county turning red, but we can have the Student Life Committee look into it and have a report for next week.
Yeah, I think that's probably something that came from the us moving to the level 3. Public people are probably aware of. We have had an increase in student cases. I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but if you type in COVID dashboard on the website, it gets updated every Monday with the campus cases. So I know we had 7 additional cases last week. When did they implement the mask rule?
It was, I think, sometime last week. And I was just curious because, I mean, I didn't know. And it's also, it had already been limited to 10 people max in there at a time. And everyone has to spray down, you know, the equipment. So I didn't know, you know, when or why.
I would say it's because of the increase. The health team will make recommendations based on contact tracing. So I'm not sure if there was something that was traced back to that space. But we can, like Tiffany said, we can look into it and see if that's going to continue or if that will go back down to the level two and let you guys know.
Thank you.
All right. Are there any other public views for the week?
Yes.
Okay.
So speaking of the COVID dashboard, we were wondering, is there any way for them to like update it so that there is a like running total of how many cases we've had at all and also how many are currently active? Because some of those cases are from June, so it's kind of hard for us students to gauge like, okay, how bad is it on campus?
I will pass that along to the person who's overseeing the dashboard. Typically, like we had 7 cases last week. So those people are probably still at this point in quarantine. Something we've learned, which is confusing, a person who is testing positive, the health department at that point may only put them in quarantine for 7 days, but anyone who has been around them gets quarantined for 14 days. Which is confusing, I'm sure, to some people, but it's because they may not have symptoms until after that 7-day period. So right now, if you look at that, and we had 7 cases last week, that's how many people probably are still quarantined because of the active cases. But what you're saying is if people have recovered from that, right? The recovery numbers? Okay. I'll make that suggestion to Dr. Koenig.
All right, any other public views for the week? All right, moving on to 7 committee reports, 7.1 academic affairs. There's still nothing concrete for us to meet for. If there are any academic issues, send an email to SGA and that will go to like the academic affairs, like anything, any issues with professors, like someone's not answering emails, any of this, everything's different this semester too with online. So like we want to be able to help you guys as much as possible with any of that, especially because now we're in the middle of the semester and if things are, people are switching or anything like that, that can be an issue. So I'll be sending an email to my people this week, but that's about it. Then moving on to 7.2 organizational affairs.
I'm actually having a meeting with my affairs actually Friday just to see like if there's anything going on that we need to take care of or anything. So that's happening Friday, so yeah.
All right, moving on to 7.3, student affairs.
As of right now, we haven't had really any complaints about student affairs except for the one that you just put in, Jacob, about the mandatory mask while working out. So my senators and I will reach out to someone and hopefully have you an answer by next week. Tiffany, do you have any recommendations of who I should reach out to about that and asking?
We can talk about it at the end of the meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good. Other than that, I don't have anything to report for this week.
All right. Awesome. Moving on to 8, old business, 8.1 club approval. Haley, how many clubs did we approve last week? I don't have the number written down. I know there were a couple, though, at least.
I think it was, we had 12 the first week and I think 6 last week.
Okay. So
I think it was 5 last week though. And then 5 this, yeah.
Okay. We had 5 or 6 last week. We'll double check that, that we approved to be clubs. So congratulations. 8.2 club funding. We also funded those clubs as well as doing the additional $100 for the semester for the clubs approved the first week. So then moving on to 9, new business, 9.1 club approval. Haley?
Oh, sorry, I accidentally unmuted myself instead of unmuting myself. This week I moved to approve the 3D printing club, College Republicans, Illuminate Campus Ministry, Model Arab League and Student Biological Survey. These are the clubs that I had talked to, and they've updated their presence page or are in the process of it.
All right, awesome. Do I have a second to approve these clubs? All in favor? All right, these clubs are approved. Then moving on to 9.2 club funding. I will assume that all of these clubs are asking for $250. Haley, do you know? Tiffany's saying yes.
Okay. Yeah. I know I had an issue when I was trying to update one of my clubs. It wouldn't let me type higher than $150. It only gave me 50 intervals. So that might need to be something I play around with later.
Okay. Then I'll just assume $250 for these clubs unless they specify differently. So then all in favor to approve the five clubs for funding. A second, please. Okay. There you go. And then all the yeses. Again. Okay. All right. These clubs are approved. Moving on to 10, announcements. Are there any announcements for the week?
The code word for this week is going to be Grouchy Smurf. So if you're watching this video not live, then go ahead and email us at sga@mymail.shawnee.edu and we will count you towards attendance.
All right. Are there any other announcements for the week? I don't see Eli on here, so I can't, like, call him out to speak.
Go ahead. I quickly want to say, and that's one reason I came in here, to please let your fellow students know. I think you guys have been doing a really good job with wearing masks. I think this summer people were skeptical that students would wear their mask. And as I walk around campus, I've been very happy with everyone wearing the mask, but also have been very appreciative of students letting us know when people are not being compliant, faculty, staff, or students. So I just want to give you guys kudos, pass that down to your students, and continue to do those measures, especially now. And then I don't know if you guys already saw that flu shots will be. Did you guys already make that announcement before I came into the room? I highly recommend getting a flu shot this year. Also just a little myth. So if you hear that someone's in quarantine, that may not necessarily mean that they've been exposed to COVID. That may mean they have a symptom. And so the health team will tell you to stay in place. It could be a low fever. It could be, and Dr. Koenig said, even the sniffles. So if you hear like all these people are in quarantine, that may not mean they've been exposed. That may mean them to stay at home until they can get past some of those symptoms that they have. Do you guys have any questions about that?
It's really important that if you're not feeling well, to
stay home.
to stay home, not go to work, not go to class, let people know, and use the app and report those symptoms.
I don't give excuses. The health team does if it's COVID related, but if you're having other medical things and you know it's not COVID related, you can still email me. I just got an email about someone having mono. Or if you need to still go to the doctor or, and you know, this is not COVID, just go ahead and reach out to me. You can email it. You can take a picture. If you have doctor's documents, you can take a picture with your phone and email them to me. I prefer that. Don't go in my office and tell me you have the flu. that's happened a couple times. Like, great. Know that I still am doing that, but the health team also is the group that's really helping with the students and these excuses whenever it is COVID maybe related. That's it for me.
And the form, Marcy, the complaint form. I know that we always tell people to let us know for SGA if they're having issues, but using that complaint form has really done a good job of documenting those issues and not just the COVID-related stuff, but anything that complaints that students have. It's on the very bottom of the website. When you scroll all the way down, it's make like a concern or a complaint is the link. So don't forget that.
When did you say they're doing flu shots, Marcy?
It's tomorrow, I think. It's in my email. Hang on, I'll look.
Okay, I think it's 9 to 11.
I'm pretty sure it's tomorrow.
9 to 11 tomorrow.
Okay. And I know they have ordered a large amount, but I think more people will be getting the flu shot this year, so I would probably try to get it as soon as possible. Yeah, free flu shots tomorrow, 9 to 11. You do not have to have an appointment. It's in the it's actually, it says it's in the health clinic, but I thought it was going to be in the UC. That might be a mistake. I'm going to check on that, because last week I was told it was going to be in the UC.
will they post that into the app? I got a notification this morning that they posted about the COVID testing, like we talked about last week. So is there any way they can post it in the app for sure tomorrow morning where it's going to be?
Yeah, I'll have them do that.
Okay. All right. Any other announcements for the week? All right. Moving on to 11, adjournment. Do I have a motion to adjourn? All right. A second. And all in favor. And meeting adjourned at 4:19.